So hi, hello. I know it's been a while since I've recorded a ramble, and I have no idea which of the great topics, you guys gave me so many ideas to talk about, but I'm not really sure which one I want to talk about. I don't have a ton of time, so I can't get into anything too exciting, but I'm definitely going to do some more rambles, probably early next week, and I will have to pick up some of these really, really great topics. I don't even know if I could, it would take a long time to think of the most fucked up thing I've seen on the net. But anyway, a couple of people asked about my vacation, and it was incredible. It was a kind of a once in a lifetime trip, involved staying at campgrounds and a little bit of roughing it, but, oh, am I gonna sneeze? Oh, yeah. Well, there. Now, isn't that sexy? Right. So, staying at campgrounds, a little bit of roughing it, but just really enjoying the Scandinavian nature. I'm a big fan of mountains, and I kind of like to just put on my hiking boots and head out. I don't have a very good sense of direction though, so thankfully my hiking buddy was able to keep me in track and keep us from getting lost, so that was good. And yeah, so some really incredible views, some sunsets. I was actually north of the Arctic Circle for a while, and so that meant we had midnight sun, so the sun never sets, not completely. And that's kind of amazing. It's a little trippy, and it really screws with your sleep schedule. And, you know, it's here it is, it's like midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, and it still feels like 9 o'clock. Like it's just getting dusky, and that's as dark as it gets. But I don't know. We had some good blackout curtains, so it worked out just fine. But yeah. But really, I can't say enough. I saw some wild otters, which I've never seen otters in the wild. And they are pretty much as adorable as they are in all the gifts that you see. I hope I didn't just turn anybody off by mispronouncing and or pronouncing correctly, depending on your point of view, GIF, but I don't know, whatever. Feel free to message me and you know, voice your opinion on that. But I really don't know if I could say GIF. It just sounds weird. GIF is peanut butter, so yeah. Anyway, but anyway, I also went to some really cool museums. I know, I sound so nerdy, right? I'm like, I went into nature, and then I went to some museums. But I really like history, and so I went to a Viking museum, and Vikings were fucking cool. And so I got to sit in a Viking throne and check out a Viking longhouse, And it was just, it was really cool. And I got to see a longboat, and I learned a lot about their history and how much they loved jewelry. They were really into shiny things and all sorts of stuff like that. And actually the coolest part I thought was learning about like Viking religion and how they view the world and the whole like there's an inner world and then like the middle world where humans live and then the outer world where the demons live. And so the inner world is where Asgard, where the gods live, and the tree of life is there. Yggdrasil. I have no idea if I'm pronouncing that correctly either, but, yeah. So, nerd alert, but it was very cool. Got to see some axe throwing in action, that kind of stuff, and it was just really, really cool. Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else. I also went to an old museum, like one of those open air museums where they have things set up like they were set up in the 17th century or something like that. And it was an old fishing village, and because they catch a fuck ton of cod in Norway. I don't know if you know that, but they catch a lot of cod there. And yeah, for most of the Middle Ages, I guess the majority of cod, or the majority of exports from Norway, was cod. Like 80% of it was dried cod. Okay, so I know this is exactly the sexy conversation you wanted to hear about dried cod. Oh God. Man, I work really hard to be super sexy. Can't you tell? Anyway, it was an awesome trip, and yeah, it feels good to be home. It was good to get back, and all of that. And I have found it a little bit, like I kind of got behind in a lot of stuff that I needed to do because it was a long trip. And it was great, but I've been kind of scrambling, so I don't know if I've been. I still have a couple of Kinkstar folks out there. You know who you are. that I haven't recorded for yet, but I'm hoping. I just had a work deadline this week, today actually. So yay, Friday, deadline done. And so now that that's done, I'm a little more free. I have another project deadline for 2 weeks from today, but I mean, that is totally the problem. That's a future problem for future me. So if the deadline's 2 weeks from today, I'll probably start it late next week. I'm the worst. Anyway, I have to get going. I don't have time to talk very much today, but I will definitely be doing some more rambles next week about some of the cool topics that you guys raised. And I promise it'll be sexier than dried cod. I can do sexier than dried cod. I promise, promise, promise. Oh boy. And yeah, so I will talk to you next week.